Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Alonda Brooks and you are listening to I Am Becoming. I have a phenomenal woman today as my guest, Miss Shelly Mache. She's a certified life purpose coach, a self-awareness expert, and an international speaker. She is extremely passionate and dedicated to empower women throughout strategizing personal and professional development. She is also an author and founder of the women's organization, The Powerful Woman. Shelly challenges women to take responsibility for their actions, both productive and counterproductive, of the person staring back at them in the mirror, while reminding them of the fact that they are powerful, valuable, and unique, with more to offer than just their physical appearance. Amen. A California native, Shelly studied psychology and theater arts at Cal State University, Northridge. Extremely attentive to details afforded her the opportunity to share her proficiency with the likes of such companies such as Warner Brothers, Walt Disney, and Saban Entertainment. Shelly specializes in decluttering the thoughts of her clients to connect their gifts and talents to their passion, providing a successful purpose plan and life strategy for personal empowerment and success. Her Everything is a Business workshop is a favorite among women. Shelly has had the privilege of sharing her message of personal accountability and wholeness as a guest on several online shows, including Coffee Talk, Power of Attorney, A Queen's Roundtable, Women's Unmasked, as well as a various empowerment platforms such as the Powerful Woman Conference, the Hey Girlfriend Luncheon, Black Business Woman Rock Nationally, Women to Woman, and more. Some of her features include CBS, NBC, ABC, The CW, Yahoo, Bustle, WW, LegalZoom, AskMen, and various other outlets. She is the author of the book 70 Days of Happy, Life is Better When You Smile, and Powerful Minds, Reflective Thoughts Designed for Everyday Powerful Women and Her Legacies. She is also a contributing author of the book, She Shall Rise, Empowerment for the Woman of the Kingdom, the Amazon bestselling book, Women Inspire Nations. Shelly is passionate about motivating, educating, and building the self-awareness of women, helping them to unapologetically unleash their greatness while offering simple strategies that will assist them in taking back control of their own life. She believes that broken women raise broken girls, who become our next generation of brokenness. Therefore, she provides successful tools needed for women to break the cycle so that they are able to walk in confidence, power, and purpose. Shelly has also added creative and executive producer to her resume. She and her daughter have a web series, I Hear You, which is streaming on YouTube. And they also have the Shelly and Bree Show. Shelly Mache is an ordained minister. She has been married since 2002 and is a mother of two amazing legacy daughters. Welcome to I Am Becoming. It is a pleasure and an honor.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about this.
Yes, 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 yes. I am as well because I'm a mom of two daughters. I have a son as well. I'm definitely all about breaking generational curses and definitely rising above and pushing my daughters and my children, period, forward. So I definitely
definitely
can take some pointers mom to mom for sure there. It's a pleasure to host you, and I'm definitely watching everything that you have going on with your daughter. That's super dope. Build a legacy with her. So what are five thoughts that you feel like women need to develop to become whole, to break generational curses today?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, first of all, you just put in a whole bunch in that soup. Okay. Because there's just so much, it's so much deeper than just the surface, but let's just start with this. First, we have to understand as women that the generational curse can be broken. It's breakable. So we need to have a mind frame that no matter what has happened, no matter what you've done, whether your relationship with your children is a little cracked, fragile, broken, whether you've done some things and now you see the outcome and you're like, oh, that wasn't the best decision, whether you've seen the cycle over and over again, it is breakable. But we have to believe that and not get settled in the idea of This can never change. This will never happen. It will happen the moment you decide to believe it. So our thought patterns need to be developed that it can be done. And then we need to understand, number two, that we're forgivable. Forgive yourself. Stop walking around like you Jesus. Can we learn how to forgive ourselves? How to say, oops, I did it again. You better grab onto that Britney title.
Yes.
And stop walking around like you on water. We make mistakes. Mom, you make mistakes. My fellow woman, you make mistakes. We all have fallen, but thank goodness we can get up. We have to learn to forgive ourselves. How are we going to break anything when we're holding down guilt, when we're holding down shame? How are we going to teach anything to our children? No. We have to learn that the same way that as women, we forgive others. How many times have you forgiven that man that did something to you? Okay, that's a whole nother story. I won't jump into that. But what I will say is that same grace that you give him 10, 12, 13, 100, 967 times, turn it around on you.
Yeah, that's good.
Give that grace. And then you need to know, number three, you're worthy. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of being loved. You're worthy of being treated in a loving manner. Because here's the thing that we can't do. When we're broken, when we're carrying all of those things, it's very hard for us to pour life into the next generation.
That's so true. That is so true.
It's hard. I mean, just think about it. If you're having a bad day and your kid comes up to you and hug you, you might hug them just because it's the thing to do. But the genuine feeling at that moment, not you don't love your kids, I'm talking about the emotional, genuine feeling at that moment, is not the feeling of, I want to engulf you in my love.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good illustration. Like, that's so true. Like, are you present in the embrace?
Oof. There you go. There you go. You hit it right on the head. Are you present? And so we need to understand we're worthy of that love. And when we start to change that thought pattern to I'm worthy of that love, now through that worthy emotion, now I can give that love. And love is how we're going to change some things in those generational curses. And then the fourth thing is we need to understand that we were created for more than just a title.
Ooh.
And that's a discussion all by itself.
That is a whole nother sermonette.
That's a whole nother fruit salad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Because the last time I checked, Alonda didn't come here, somebody's mother. Now you can let me know if I'm mistaken.
No. That is so powerful. Let's talk on that just a little bit. Cause I know for me, I'm the youngest child. I'm the only girl in my family. And that is so powerful. I talk about that in my book as well. Like how it took a long time for me to be Alonda. Like I was always somebody's daughter, somebody's little sister. Yes, that's freeing. That is so freeing right there. Like I hope y'all really caught that nugget and get free in that.
Must get free. When I found out that I was more than my kid's mother, when I found out that I was more than just my husband's wife. So for those who realize that young in life, kudos to you. But I was standing in the mirror trying to figure out who I was. What you say your name is again? Because I had a name before the married name. So I had to scratch all that. And I had to go back to the beginning and go, who are you? And don't give me a title to describe it.
Yeah, that's good.
We have to change that thought pattern. You know, how do I give to you, the next generation? How do I break the curse of you just being stuck when I'm not free? That's very difficult to do because then I'm not doing it in authenticity. I'm just telling you what I heard. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So we want to be able to understand we were created for more than just our titles. I wasn't created to be a wife. I was created to be Shelly and to fulfill the purpose that God placed within me. And now all these titles are extra in my life that I gravitate to and I love, but you never make who Shelly is. Understand that.
That's a whole, listen, I hope y'all got y'all notepads. Y'all know when y'all come to my listen to my show, you know, you always got to come with your hardware. Cause listen, I'm telling you, my guest come with it and she did not come to play. Like you, if you don't get off of this live broadcast this Sunday, ready to get in alignment, I don't know what to tell you. You might need to call y'all before she pack it up to get free. We got to go to break and we'll be right back with Shelly Machette. Listen.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Like Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Like Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hey everybody, it's Coach Alonda Brooks and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. We are coming back from break. I have the phenomenal powerhouse, Miss Shelly Machette. Listen, I don't know if you just tuned in, but honey, she brought a sermonette that y'all missed. So y'all might want to go back to the beginning, because I can't even summarize all of what she just said. We were talking about five thoughts that women need to develop to become whole, to break generational curses. So, you know, I'm so for real about this breaking generational curses thing in my own life that I started praying about it before I even became a mom, just because as you grow and develop as a woman, you recognize certain life patterns that you're taking. You like, ooh, okay. I always say that you're watching a movie with subtitles that you don't understand until you arrive in the moment, right?
Ooh, and wow. So,
Cause we're just living right around each other. Until you come into the understanding of what it is that you're actually seeing, you know, until you get that life experience behind it, it's a movie with subtitles that you don't understand.
Ooh, so that's good.
I know for me at 35, I had an aha moment. I think like there's certain key times for men, obviously, that they have moments, and there's definitely times for women. And I was like, what you said was so powerful about, okay, now who am I now? Like now that I'm, you know, I was married before, I'm divorced now. Like, who am I now? After all the dust settles, like, who am I now? A part of us always wants to go back to that person that we were before trauma, but we don't necessarily embrace the process of who God called us to be after.
There you go. There you go. There you go. life did not end when you got a divorce, just like life did not begin when you got married. Hello?
Correct.
Life don't begin when I become a mother. We have emphasis on the wrong things. We have too many. It's too much, you know. Oh, well, we're geared as young women. Oh, well, when you grow up, you know, you want to get a good man. You want to do a good this. You want to prepare to be a mom. No, what I'm going to prepare for is to be purposed and to be influential and to find the destiny on the road as I go. The bonuses will be added, but I can't do anything with God's gifts but mess them up if I don't know who I am first.
Facts. That's, listen, that's like getting in a car. You got a destination in mind. You don't have a map or a GPS. How are you going to get there?
You just going. And for what? Because before long, you running out of gas and you'll be nowhere. So now what?
And then now you're met with disappointment because you like, I wasted all this time.
Yep. Yes.
So give us 5 tips to leap into our becoming and land on our feet. Because people are scared to leap because they're like, am I going to land on my feet? I promise you, I'm a living witness that you can. Literally, I'm a living witness that it's possible.
Yes, it is. But here's the thing that we have to understand. One of the tips that we have to understand for becoming and landing on our feet is you got to understand that it's a possibility that you won't land on your feet. I'm a realist. You might land on your knees, but my point is, but are you still there? So if I leap and I stumble, I'm going to stumble forward. I'm going to get up, I'm going to dust off, and I'm going to go, wow, that was a good leap. And now the next time I leap, then I won't twist my leg this way, or I'll make sure I'm more steady that way so that I don't fall on my knees. My point is leap.
Yes.
Yes. And stop always thinking that if I don't land on my feet, something is wrong. You know how many times a baby falls before they get balanced?
Many.
It's not the fall that's keeping us down. It's our refusal to get up and balance. So the tip about becoming is to understand that in my becoming, there could be some falling, but I'm going to take the leap. Because whether I fall on my knees, whether I stumble, whether I land on my feet, guess what? I'm not where I was.
Yes, that's, I'm forward. Hey,
I'm forward.
I love that.
So we need to come out of the mind frame that I'm scared I'm not going to land on my feet. You might not. Can we just start being real and stop giving that false perception to people? Guess what? You might not. You might get chin checked. You might hit the ground. I mean, you know, a tooth might get loose. It might. You got a dentist?
Yes, that's true. And I've taken all of those L's too in myself, and I'll be transparent if you ever ask me about them. That's true. That is so true.
Yes. So tip number one is go. Leap. Stop being worried about if you're going to come up dusty with a skinned knee, and understand that, hey, it's possible. When I wrote my book, I can't tell you how long I sat on it because I was sitting going, well, nobody's really going to want to read it. Well, who, you know, people don't see me in that light. Well, you know, I'm just little Shelly to people. One day I sat down and I said, whether this book is a success, quote, according to the world, or whether it flops, is it going to change the fact that you wrote it and that you're a published author? I don't care if 2 people buy it. Was it published?
Yeah. And in this season, it might not be in abundance, but it's how many seasons do we have? And it may not go right now. Somebody's going to come back around for it. You might be early to your destination.
Woo. Come on. So you're talking good stuff. And that's only tip one. And you over here trying to get into a whole new kind of sermon.
Yes. I've been early in that. Ooh. Listen, when you're empowerful, you will be the first of many, right? And you will be to a lot of destinations thinking that you late, thinking that you ain't received.
You better come on.
You address rehearsal to your purpose
You better come on. You better learn how to leap. And in that leaping, tip number two, plan. Don't just leap off the mountain and hope that the angels are gonna catch you. No, plan for it. Plan for it. lay it out and say, hey, this is what the leap looks like. This is where I'm planning to go. This is what I'm striving to do. Okay, create a plan. It doesn't mean that the plan is going to be foolproof. It doesn't mean that the plan is going to be 100. It doesn't mean that the plan is going to go all the way. But you cannot, as you talked about in the car, you cannot just go without direction. In order for us to be prosperous in any level of our lives, we need a plan. I can't even just go to the grocery store and just decide, oh, I'm just gonna grab everything without knowing what my budget is. I can't do that. Now, if my budget is nothing, great. I still needed to know. That I could take everything off the shelf. You know what I'm saying? There needs to be a plan. I need to know what store I'm going to. I'm not just going to get in the car and just go. Do you want to go to Ralph, Vaughn, Stater Brothers? What do you want to do? What do you want?
That's good.
People plan for dinner. And when we don't plan, that's why we're sitting in the refrigerator like, donuts and ice cream sound good tonight.
Right.
There has to be a plan to the leap. And then the third thing you need to do is activate the plan. I am a big person. Activate is my word. People hear me talk about activating stuff all the time because your plan means nothing if you never activate it. We talk too much. We make too many excuses. We talk about what could be, what should be, what might be, what what's gonna be, but it never do be because you don't activate.
That's true.
And then we wonder why we sitting at 40 talking about the same thing we was talking about at 32, because you didn't activate it. Your vision board is great. It's cute. You pass it every day and say hi to it. What have you accomplished on it?
Right.
You need to activate. The fourth thing you need to do is surround yourself with people who activate. We know the old saying, words of a feather flock together. And so the people who are closest to you, the five closest people to you who are most influential to you, will help you understand how far you'll get in your success. So we need to realize, who are the five most influential people in my life? Who are the people who can say something and it pushes me, or it breaks me, or it makes me feel self-conscious, or it makes me feel alive? Because the direction that those five influential people take you, that's going to determine how successful you can be. And if you have people that are surrounding you that are always telling you what you can't do, what you won't do, and they're influential, notice the difference, not just five people around you, but five people who influence your decision making. When they don't have the right mind frame, the right setup, then you will fall into the same trap that they are. So we need to surround ourselves by people who know how to activate in the same way that we do.
That's good.
And then finally, we need to get comfortable with repositioning people in our lives. Again, those influential five, when you find out that one of them, that their influence is not good for you, you need to move them from being your influential five to being the homie I kick it with. Stop being uncomfortable to reposition people. Move people around in your life. This is your party, yours. You the CEO here, reposition people. You're not going to get nowhere if you don't learn how to look at things, plan things, activate things, reposition. You should not be the same woman, in my opinion, at 45 that you were at 40. And some of those people who want to just hang out and drink all day, they need to be moved from your influential five to my hangout on Friday. I didn't say you have to get rid of people, and some people you may have to, but you need to get comfortable with maneuvering people.
Yeah. Shuffle that deck.
Shuffle that deck. I like that. I'm going to have to add that to my stuff. Shuffle that deck, girl.
Yeah, we don't play the same hand twice.
Come on.
You got to shuffle that hand. As you grow, your goals change. I love that. Yes.
Yes.
Rotate.
Yes. Yes. And so therefore, if you ever plan to become and to step into who you've been called to be, you got to learn how to do these things. You got to learn how to take that leap, how to plan for the leap, how to activate the leap, how to surround yourself with people who can see your influential five, and how to get comfortable with repositioning. The person who's not comfortable with firing folks who don't deserve to be in certain positions is the person that will stay there and remain and be unhappy.
That's good.
It's time for us to move, and it's time for us to move in the direction that God has called. As when you move in purpose and what he has called you to do, then you learn what things to put your hand on, what things not to give your attention and energy to, what things to spend more time with, but you gotta know what you've been purposed for. So you can move in confidence and freely and not be stuck in everyday titles.
Oof. It's about the titles people get caught up into.
Woo! All the time. All the time. All the time. And I don't care what that title is. We get caught up in the title. I'm president of ABC. Okay. And tomorrow when you're not, then who are you? You don't know, do you? Because you got caught up in the title.
That's good. That's why I just want to be Alonda. Every day I'm striving just to be me.
That's what I'm saying. Because Shelly can be any title, can be any title. God could call me to be any title. But none of that means anything if my first isn't Shelly and who she is and who God has called her to be. If the core is not there, the titles will never matter. I'm just on shaky ground. Titles come and go. Shelly is the core. And that's what we have to understand. Who's the core? Where's the foundation? What are you anchored in? And it cannot be a title. Not if you want true, authentic joy and happiness and to live a life of purpose. That can't be it.
That's super good. That's really, really, really good. Whew. Y'all be asking me, y'all, listen, y'all heard the woman of God tell y'all the same stuff I be telling y'all all the time. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. So you
she
have
to try to tell you.
Listen, I'm so glad. Like, it's so good to hear somebody else say it. It's reaffirming to me to know that I'm on the right track, right? And then it's reaffirming to know that it's other like-minded people. So like I'm going on the path to future womanhood, and there's some queens
already
there.
Amen.
Come up the hallway, like, okay, you're doing it. You on your way. Keep stepping, keep moving.
Look, you know what I'm on the side cheering, girl. I'm on the side cheering for you, like, yeah. Yes.
I love it. So tell us about your Facebook group that is helping to impact women and legacy building.
Yes, I actually just started a Facebook group not too long ago, and it's called Influential Christian Women, because I believe that at the end of the day, if I'm not leaving a footprint for my legacies to step in, and for them to be able to be successful, there's a saying that says success leaves clues. And so I should be leaving clues, footprints, things that my children, my nieces, my nephews, women behind me can pick up. And we should be influential in everything we do. So I created a Facebook group, Influential Christian Women, for entrepreneurial women, moms, business women who want to come together, who want to understand who they are, who God has called them to be sharpened by other women, a place to be vulnerable, to take your, take your garment off, to cry, to be loved. That's what that group is about us learning how to be influential for one another so that we can be more impactful in the world.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Mm. And then you have an amazing show with your daughter, Bree.
Yes, with my little pumpkin, who is not a little pumpkin because she's old. I say she old. I'm gonna stay the same age. So she old.
But she old and you getting better.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I'll be like, girl, you getting up there. It's a good thing. I just, I'm settled. I'm settled at 35. I don't care. Ain't going nowhere. maybe in the next 2 years I'll move up to 40. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. But yes, we have a show on Roku, and it's the Shelly and Bree Show. It can be found on VizD. So you just go to Roku and you add the VizD channel. It's Visual Dramatics, but it's spelled a different way, V-I-C-U-E-W-L, Visual. You could click that link as well. But it's a wonderful, just laid back show. We interview people in the entertainment industry who are behind the scenes. We always interview the big actors and things like that. And that's awesome and wonderful. But we don't give as much credit sometimes to those who are putting it together. You know, the script advisor, the PA, the producer who's working all night, the analyst, you know, the up and coming actor and musician. So we interview them and get to know them behind their titles and find out who they are along with what they do in the industry. And we've been having loads of fun for the past few months. We love it.
I love that, because yes, we need them people too to make the whole production come together.
Yes, yes. We've had an opportunity to meet some amazing, amazing men and women. Some of them who we've developed relationships with outside of the show. So it has really been a blessing.
That's amazing. Are there any new upcoming projects for you that you're working on?
I'm currently right now just building up some courses. My life has become a little busy since starting the talk show because I also produce it. So it's I've been very busy with that. Plus my daughter and I, we're still working on our web series, I Hear You. We're getting that project tightened up as much as possible because we want to get it on a network. So between those two things, it takes up a lot of time, and I'm continuing to speak more of course virtually still right now. But we literally just did our first red carpet since the pandemic because we host celebrity events. So we did our first red carpet since last year, and we were like, wow, the outside world, okay.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah,
two outfits to wear, nowhere to wear them,
right? You know. So that was fun. So yeah, right now, you know, people, if they wanted to find out a little bit more about what I'm doing, they could always, you know, follow me on my Instagram, which is Shelly Mache, or they could always connect with me on my website, which again is shellymache.com. I like to keep it simple.
Yes, and I want to spell Mache just so they know. It's M-E-C-H-E-T-T-E. So Shelly, yes. Shelleymache.com. Listen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Miss Shelly Mache is somebody y'all need to know, honey, because she will get you gathered together. Queendom, honey. But listen, you guys know you guys can always find me on Facebook and Instagram at imustbecome.com. Listen, y'all, I'm rooting for you. You yes. are. It's time to leap, guys. We are in the second quarter. The second quarter is rounding to the third quarter. If you don't become this year, it's because you don't want to. There's never been more money in the atmosphere to do it. We used to be praying like, Lord, can I get my credit together so I can get a loan? There's been more money to flip and just try something, y'all. You don't have to be sure about it. Just execute a plan. Try it. Go back and revise. Do something different. It's okay. Jump out there and try. One thing that I know that I find comfort and peace in every day is my kids can, if I die tonight, God forbid, my kids can say, my mom lived on purpose.
Amen. And
I think that's one of the most rewarding things that you can give your children, is to allow them to see you chase your purpose. And even try to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? It's so many people that we like, oh, I'm sad because he died young. But what I want to know is, what was he doing with his life? Because some of us don't have to be in here till this world fall apart. Some of us just came for a short time to make an impact. And you can do that. It doesn't matter. You could be a day old and leave an impact, right? So I'm just about leaving impact. I want to touch and help and leave her empty, pour out as much as I can. So I'm definitely push you to leave. If you ain't gonna do nothing, you could be in a room with me 5 minutes, you're gonna believe in yourself and be ready to do some crazy stuff. Cause you know, I tell you, you gotta be insane. I live an insane life. And in order to accomplish your goals, you gotta get insane. And so I'm rooting for y'all. Like really, 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 somebody needs to hear this. Leap into your becoming. Who are you? Michelle even says, get in that mirror and ask yourself, who are you? Who do you want to be? Talk back to yourself. It's okay. Ain't nobody going to think you crazy. You might get an extra check to put towards your business for it if somebody got it.
Right.
But anyway, you guys know you could always meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. I'm rooting for you and I love you for real. And remember, don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all what? An intricate piece in the circle of life. I love you for real. Peace.